Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It is Paula here coming at you live for our Hibbing Wellness podcast / live stream, where we go over different health and wellness tips to help create a healthier, happier you, and then generate, we can start healing our community, we can start changing the world, because it all starts with us. And so today I wanted to talk about something that gets brought up a lot, and the change into the seasons. It's really, really important, and a lot of us don't really realize how important it is just the importance of water. Making sure that we're properly hydrated is huge for everything. And we'll go over how much should we drink, how do we add it in without having to constantly go to the bathroom, and what it does for us and how we can kind of utilize it for our healthiest, happiest self. And so honestly, if we don't have enough water in our diets, we will wither. That's what it comes down to. Our bodies are supposed to be about, 60 to 70% water. And if we don't have proper water, everything just kind of shrivel. Like, do you want your muscles and stuff to be like prime rib steak, or do you want them to be like beef jerky? Because those are kind of your options. And if you don't give yourself enough water, then you're not going to be able to perform and function at its highest. And so, good morning, Miss Carrie. So I wanted to come on, and first off, how do we tell if we're dehydrated? Because that's one thing that people say, that they may or may not be drinking enough water, but how do we know if we have enough water in us? And one of the best things to figure out how, if you have enough fluids in you, if you have enough water in you, is actually to check your urine, which I know it's not politically correct and it's not real fancy to say, but that's the best indicator. It shouldn't be dark brown, it shouldn't be smelly or anything like that. That's not good for your body if it's gotten to that point. That means you really don't have enough water in your body for your body to properly utilize the vitamins and minerals and everything that's in the food that we're intaking. But some other tips for telling if we're dehydrated or not that a lot of people aren't really sure of, and this is especially true when it comes to the older population, is if you actually feel thirsty, your body is already dehydrated. And so if you're waiting for that thirst sensation, that means your body is already in dehydration mode and it's not functioning the way it's supposed to. And so that's a good time to kind of really be mindful. If you're constantly thirsty, then you got to be mindful of what's going on. And there are medications that make you thirstier, and so knowing the side effects of your medications are important as well. But then another indicator is if you have dry lips or if your mouth is dry. That's also that cotton mouthy feeling, or having dry lips all the time is a really big indicator that your body is not only dehydrated, but is chronically dehydrated, because you're supposed to have enough moisture in your body for everything to function properly. And you might be asking, why would I even care about being properly hydrated? Well, there's a lot of benefits to it. For people who are looking as they're aging for appearance sake, your skin relies so much on having enough water in it to actually perform and utilize the way you want it to. And so if you just want clearer, smoother skin, make sure you're drinking a healthy amount of water on a regular basis. Your muscles, your internal organs, your muscles and your joints rely so heavily on water and hydration for lubrication between your joints to make sure everything is going the way it's supposed to. For muscles to be able to actually perform the way you want them to, you need to have enough hydration and enough fluid in them so that they can expand and contract and ask and do what you're asking them to do on a regular basis. But also, a lot of people don't even realize it, is your brain. Your brain is supposed to be approximately 70% water. And so if you are chronically dehydrated, your brain literally doesn't have enough hydration to make everything work the way you want it to. And so making sure that you're on top of regular water intake can really help with even cognitive abilities, the ability to focus and pay attention, or the ability to, ability to listen and remember things and everything like that. And one of those other on the brain aspect, even though it's not your brain, is headaches. A lot of people get headaches, and headaches are also a sign of dehydration. And so if you're getting headaches on a regular basis, one of the things that you can try is just try and increase in water intake for a few days and see how that plays a factor in things. And so water is really, really important. It's what keeps us fluid. It's what keeps us moving through life. It really, really is vital for the healthiest and happiness of yourself, is to just have that water intake. Now, how do we get it? That's the question. Do we have to drink just water? That's another question. There's a lot of people who hate water. For whatever reason, it's bland, it's tasteless, they just don't enjoy it. And so how we can start slowly incorporating water, if you're not a water drinker, is to be mindful of the food you're eating. If you're eating highly processed foods, those aren't gonna have as much moisture content in them. But a lot of times you get a certain amount of your fluid intake from fruits and vegetables. Lettuce, basically water. But even your herbal teas, anything that doesn't have high levels of caffeine or high levels of acid are actually hydrating for your body. And so your herbal teas, your mint teas, chamomile, stuff like that are all ways for you to get hydrated without actually having to drink water. But if you want to drink water and you don't want any of this stuff in it, one thing that I found to be super, super helpful over the years is to fruit infuse my water. And it doesn't sound, it's not as complicated as it sounds. How you do that is you take like a quart size jar, or if you have a water bottle that you like using or something like that where it's stainless steel or glass or something like that, because if you're using plastic and you're putting acid in a plastic, it doesn't end well. But you take your quart size jar, fill it up with your water, and then put chunks of fruit in it. Leave it in your fridge. You can put mint in it, you can put rosemary, you can put anything you want in it. Leave it in your fridge for about 24 hours. And then you take it out. And the life hack that I use is I take it out, I shake it really good to kind of like mix everything up. Then I empty it into my water glass. Then I fill it back up. So I just reuse the same fruit, put it back in the fridge again for another day. And then you kind of, as you shake it up, it kind of breaks things up a little bit more. And I usually get about 3 to 4 uses per set of fruit. So if you're cutting up a lime, that can probably last you 3 or 4 days. As long as you're keeping it in the refrigerator, it can keep on infusing all of your water to come. And so when you're adding water into your diet, if you know that you don't drink enough, how much do you drink or how much should you drink? There's no definitive rule for that. A lot of it depends on your activity, your body type, and all that kind of fun stuff. But the general rule of thumb that I like using is half of your weight in fluid ounces. And so, for example, I weigh about 160 pounds. I need to be drinking at least 80 ounces of water a day. And that's if I'm not active. If I'm physically active, which massage therapists, we typically are, we're pushing people around for a living, we have to drink more. And so I usually try to stick, actually, I drink a lot of water. I drink about a gallon a day if I'm good. Usually 3/4 of a gallon is kind of my sweet spot. And how I've been able to activate it into my life, and I would strongly recommend you guys to do as well, is to get a water bottle, a large water bottle. And I know if I've gotten home at the end of the day and this water bottle is not empty, I don't have enough water in my system. And so this bottle is about 64 ounces. It's about a half a gallon. I usually drink about 1.5 to 2 of these a day. And it works for me. And it works because I always keep it with me and I always have it with me. And so it's that mindfulness of, oh, I have this, I need to drink it. And so that's a really, really good way to make sure you're drinking enough water. I would really, really encourage though, if you're not drinking that much water, don't go from 20 ounces to 100 ounces in one day. It's not gonna end well. You will be in the bathroom the whole time because your body doesn't know how to process that. You just flooded your whole system with a bunch of stuff that it hasn't had. It's gonna take a while for your body to go, oh wait, there is enough water in my system. I can actually handle this. And so if we slowly increase just by about 5 ounces a day, your body will start slowly incorporating it and adding it more and more without you having to go to the bathroom. Another trip is a tip, is to actually only drink one mouthful of water at a time. If you're chugging water, that's kind of flooding your system and your body might not be able to process and utilize everything. But if you're taking one little mouthful and then you wait 5 or 10 minutes and you take another little mouthful, that will space it out enough that your body and all your internal organs can actually filter and use everything instead of just pushing it through the system and excreting it. And so I would recommend, if you're at 20 ounces, next day make sure you get to 25. And then keep at 25 if that was really difficult for you. Keep at 25 for a couple days. But if 25 was pretty easy for you, then maybe go to 30 ounces. And that 30 ounces, stay there for a couple days. Let your body get accustomed to what we're giving it. Let it acknowledge and appreciate what we're giving it. And then after it seems to work, then add about 35. And then slowly, incrementally, and it will take time. But at least you're getting the benefits of it instead of just pushing it through your system, overwhelming yourself of, oh God, I have to drink 60 ounces of water today and that's not normal for me. It's just all these little tips and tricks that we can use to actually implement these things in our life instead of just getting information in and just pushing out because it doesn't work for our lifestyle. And then another thing would be if you're trying to lose weight. If you're trying to lose weight, drinking a glass of water before you eat actually fills your stomach with water, so you're gonna be less likely to eat as much stuff. Or if you find that you're really dehydrated when you wake up in the morning, before you go to bed at night, drink a glass of water to make sure that your body, slowly drink a glass of water, to make sure that your body has the hydration for when you go to sleep at night. I have my water bottle right next to bed with me when I go to bed. First thing I get up in the morning, I drink some water. I don't drink a lot, but I drink enough that my body can get a little bit of water to start its day, and then we can kind of go forward from there. So, importance of drinking water. Highlights are, it's responsible for a lot more than we think it is. If you want healthy joints, healthy muscles, healthy brain function in the future, make sure you're getting enough hydration on a regular basis so that your body can process and give us the results that we're looking for in life. If you're not drinking enough water, you're gonna have colored, funky smelling urine. It's gonna be dark. It's not gonna be as light as we want it to be. You might be getting headaches. You might have dry lips. You might have a dry mouth. All of these are indicators that we're already dehydrated and we need to take proactive action about it. To figure out how much water we're drinking in a day, it's approximately half your weight in fluid ounces. If you are physically active, drink more. And if you're flooding your system, your body's just gonna excrete it out. So slow baby steps for adding water instead of just trying to increase it all at once. It makes it a lot more approachable and a lot more realistic in life. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can put them in the comments below. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining me, everybody. And we will see you next week for our Healing Wellness. Thank you, everybody.